Shalom to all! Today we're on Masechas Vachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishneh Mishneh Vav. And today's Mishneh is where we learn B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Avan Yuzivik Hagon, B'Karuv Mamesh. Now we continue discussing Avoid the Bachotz, and as we already learned yesterday, this is not just Shechita and all Bachotz, it applies to many different Avoidus of different Karbonis done outside the Azara. So Mishneh tells us, Hamakiv Kachim Ve'emurehim Bachotz Chayiv. Someone who's Makiv Kachim and the Emurim, the sacrificial parts outside the Azara, they're Chayiv. And that's even though, technically, it's just the Emurim that the Isser is on and not the meat itself. Because the meat's supposed to be eaten, still a person's chai for that. However, mincha shaloi nikmitza v'kriv b'chutz pater. If there's a carbon mincha that didn't have the kmitza, it didn't have the fistful taken off of it, and the whole mincha was brought outside, so he's pater for that because this is not a kosher mincha. It's only kosher if it had the kmitza taken off. But since it never had the kmitza separated yet, there's not something he's gonna be chai for hakrav b'chutz. However, kmatza v'chazor kumtza l'soicha v'kriv b'chutz. If the kmitza was separated, then the kmitza somehow made its way back into the mincha, and then it was brought outside. Chai, he's chai for that, because such a thing, even if it's brought inside, is considered kosher. So if it's brought outside, he's chayiv. Moving on to Mishnah Vav with more cases. Hakoymitzvah alvoyna sheker v'sechon mehen bachotz. We have the koymitzvah of the mincha. Again, that's the fistful, the scoop taken out of it, and the levoyna, which is the frankincense that's put into the mincha. If one of them was brought outside, chayiv, he's chayiv for that. That's because even though both of them technically need to be brought for it to be kosher, each one of them individually is still part of the hakrav of the carbon mincha. So if one of them was brought outside, he's chayiv. However, belozar piter adjeakrav zasheni. Lazar paters him until he also brings the second one, because we have to have both of them brought in order for the mincha to be kosher. So if he only brings one of them outside, he's not chayiv. However, echad b'fnim echad b'chutz chayiv. If one of these things, either the kametz or the levoina, was brought inside the base of Mekdash and then the other one was brought outside, so then he's chayiv even according to Lazar. Similar machlokes shnei bezichel levoina shekves echad mehem b'chutz. We have these two spoons of levoina which are brought with the lechem hapanim, and one of them was brought outside. Chayiv is chayiv for that. However, Lazar paters achiak Zasheni until he brings the second one also outside. And that's because in order for lechem upon him to be kosher, both of them have to be brought. So just bringing one of them outside is not going to be mechayiv him. Again, that's Rabbi Elazar l'shitasoi. However, echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz. If one of them was brought inside and the other was brought outside, chayiv. So he's chayiv even according to Rabbi Elazar. Another din: hazark mixes dam b'chutz. If part of blood of a carbon was sprinkled outside, chayiv. He's chayiv for that, because even one matan dam, one sprinkling of blood, is considered kosher if it was done inside. So if it's done outside, he's chayiv. And Rabbi Elazar Amar, he adds on: afa menasech mechag b'chag b'chutz chayiv. Even if he does water libations on Sukkos, we know there's something called nisach hamayim. It's water poured on the mizbeach on Sukkos. If he does it outside, chayiv is chayiv for that. And Rabbi Nechemiah says shiari hadam shekriv machutz chayiv. The leftovers of blood of a carbon after all the blood was sprinkled, the blood's supposed to be poured on the base of the mizbeach, as we learned earlier in the mesechta. This is part of the kashrus of the carbon. If that was poured outside, he also would be chayiv for that. We're gonna stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches with more dinim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.